Listener Production.
Afternoon, it's Lee Jollo with your local news briefing. If you've got COVID and wondering how to vote on Saturday, the Electoral Commission has you sorted. An emergency telephone voting system has been set up this year to cater for the hundreds of thousands of people who'll be unable to vote in person because they're isolating. Nye Coffey from the AEC says if you need to take up the service, prepare to wait because it's a lengthy two-step process.
First stage is online or by telephone and you register. Your next call is to actually cast your vote. So the person who's taking down your vote and filling out the ballot paper for you doesn't know who you are.
We're wondering what could open up at the Mount Gambier Railway Station building, the central meeting point for the rail trail through town. City of Mount Gambier is looking to rent it out to the right tenants. The building is the last remaining piece of council's redevelopment of the railway lands, which has gradually transformed the unused inner city corridor into a community asset. Council have high hopes for the area, with applicants needing to pitch a well-considered concept to have a chance of getting the green light. New laws to bust drivers distracted by any kind of technology while they're on the road are on the way. They'll allow for traffic cameras to spy for drivers distracted by not just phones, but tech like Bluetooth headphones in the car. It comes as police take part in a national safety blitz aimed at putting a stop to death by distraction on the roads.
People put makeup on while they're driving along. People try and pick things up from the floor. Any activity that takes you away from focusing on driving is lethal potentially.
Superintendent Bob Gray there. Enter sport. Mount Gambier have secured the services of US college basketball star Clavon Brown for their NBL 1 side. Adding size and strength to the unbeaten Pioneers men's roster, Brown is now working with coach Richard Hill to get up to speed with the squad. The Pioneers are leading both men's and women's competitions and next play host to Geelong Supercats on Friday night at the Ice House.
Listener.